For years, the organization that trains young winter sports athletes in Aspen has been holding a traditional European event called biathlon. This year, questions are being raised about the sport because it involves shooting guns. In response to concerns from some parents, the Aspen Valley Ski and Snowboard Club is reconsidering the event.
We run this as a relay type of deal. So yesterday we ran some kids through and two groups of four.
Toby Morse directs the Nordic program at AVSC, which this week includes the biathlon.
And there'll be coaches here, and the coaches will put a pellet in the air rifle. And when the kids ski in, they drop their poles, and then they skate up. We hand them the pellet gun and, you know, kind of help them steady it, and they get their one shot.
A snow-covered baseball field near the Aspen Valley Ski and Snowboard Club offices has been transformed into the biathlon course. The event traces its roots to ancient European hunting practices. It has been an Olympic sport since 1960. Participants combine cross-country skiing with rifle marksmanship as they follow a course, stop, shoot, and continue. In AVSC's version, kids shoot air rifles at paper targets. Kids from 4th through 12th grades participate if they want to. An alternate activity is offered. This year, parents complained.
I didn't bring my kids to AVSC to learn about guns.
Parent Tim Johnson pulled his kids out of the biathlon program. He says, especially now, guns and kids should not mix.
This is the kid's first introduction to a gun. Any young kid is going to be in awe, especially boys, of a gun. And so the question is, are we really being responsible by introducing them for the very first time in many cases to something that fires even a pellet, you know, by teaching them during the biathlon?
Johnson approached administrators at the youth ski club and the nearby school about his concerns. Given the recent violence in places like Connecticut, Johnson says the event should have been shelved this year.
I think that at the very least, it's insensitive to what happened in Newtown. I mean, I can tell you right now that if this was in Newtown, there would be no biathlon event.
After Johnson and other parents complained, AVSC brought a police officer to the practices. The kids are also taught gun safety. The club defends holding biathlons, saying it's good exercise for the kids and it introduces them to a different kind of Nordic sport. So, for now, the event will go on.
In biathlon and Olympic biathlon, they shoot standing and they shoot prone.
Back at the biathlon site, Nordic director Toby Morse takes aim.
And then I probably won't hit anything.
The biathlon has been happening in Aspen for at least two decades. Whether it will continue in the future is yet to be determined. The issues raised by the parents led executive director Mark Cole to rethink the event entirely.
I feel like, it's our responsibility to the parents and athletes that we serve to examine this question now that it's been brought up. And so we can't rely simply on the fact that, oh, well, we've always done it. And so we'll take a look at this aspect of the program.
When the season ends, he says the organization will look at whether the activity should be held at all in the coming years, and if so, what ages should participate.